Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Coffee. He said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee, dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Thrilling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you. A flow of perfection, tones piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart. And then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turned off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love. My gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and I lick my lips, devouring every drop As I sip the warmth of my thoughts, I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee.
Just wanna know, what does that really mean? So
Tell me that you're ready, baby, we can do this thing. So defense, there's no way that love could break through. Just want you to talk to me. Let me know if there's anything I can do.
Come in, sit down, relax. Thank you so much for getting up and sharing this time with me on Morning Coffee with Flava. It feels like it's been a while since I've done some radio shows, but, you know, I had to step back and take care of me, and I guess that's the beautiful thing of being me and being in control of what you do. You know, you can, you know, put some things on hold if you need to, and you don't really have to answer to a boss, except you guys are kind of my boss. I know that people like consistency and like to know that if I say I'm going to be on the air, that I'm going to be here. But I appreciate your patience. I went through, you know, some family, I don't want to say crisis, but challenges. And I never really realized how much what was taking place had taken a toll on me. And it's so interesting, you know, people in my core, you know, they pulled my coattail and they're like, Flava, you know what? As Lady Flava, you would not take this type of behavior from anybody. But I allowed myself to get in a situation where things got pretty bad with my my younger kids who were adults. And we lived together. And, yeah, it's time to move. And guess what? It's just going to be me and Daddy. We're going to move on our own, and they are going to have to deal with their situation the way that they, you know, can figure out how to deal with it. And I am okay with that. So I took some time off. I am so grateful that I deal with the prayer meditation thing. Even though it's part of my routine, I'll be honest, you know, For a minute, it wasn't working. It wasn't, but I'm glad that it was a part of my life, because when I was able to let go and receive what was going on, accepting of it, and really saying, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. It came back very naturally because it's a part of my routine. But again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. It feels good to be here with you this morning. I opened up in a different way this morning. I played my girl Toni Hill with her piece, Coffee Shop. Then I read a piece that I wrote several years ago called Flava's Coffee, and it's one of my favorite pieces. It was something that came off of an amazing talent out of the Pacific Northwest by the name of Orestes Petty, who called into my show a couple years back saying he didn't know that I actually owned a coffee shop called Flava Coffee House and that I hosted open mics. And so he had said to me, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Funny thing is, I wrote down that phrase, and from there birthed this piece that I recited this morning, Flava's Coffee. Then I played my boy Melvin Chenault, one of the very first pieces I played of Melvin's called Gimme Got Shot, closing out the morning set, the first set with Brian Christopher with his piece, Just How You Feel. And Brian is so sweet, and he created my intro for Morning Coffee with Flava, so I am so grateful to him. I am not good at reaching out to the artist to create me intros and outros and drops and promos and stuff, and I try to. So if you are heard on Flava Marlex Radio, I know we've gone through a few names, but right now it's called Flava Marlex Radio. Create some drops for me. Create some intros. Create some promos for your products, events, you know, things that you want people to know about, especially if you are heard here on Flava Marlex Radio. Let's take this fall season, let's take this last quarter of the year and just really do it big together, okay? Let's do it big together. 2014, I went into it feeling amazing. Some amazing opportunities did take place. I learned a lot. The opportunities weren't necessarily the best things that I have ever experienced in this industry, but you know what? I think that they were honestly lessons I needed to learn. Sometimes I'm kind of gullible. Sometimes I believe that things are going to be a certain way, and then guess what? It turns out not to be. So, this is part of the growth. This is a part of being aware. The arts and entertainment industry can be very, very shady, and a lot of it has to do with people really, really looking out for self. But I still believe that there's a way of fitting in, you know, even if you have a pure heart and your intentions are solely on, you know, supporting artists or being involved in a pure way, creating great music. And so, but you know, get around those people that just really make you feel good. And you'll know it. Really, you will know it. This is when I would say trust your gut. I don't know if I always go with that trust your gut thing, because I'm sure there are times when I was trying to trust my gut and it led me in the wrong direction. Right? Have you ever felt that way? Well, yeah, that's one of those things. I'm like, trust your gut. But yeah. I think that if you're not smiling, if you're questioning it too much, that's when you need to kind of steer away. But again, it's good to be back here on the radio with you this morning. This is Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I'll talk about things. I'll tell you my personal business, just like I just told you. Got some issues going on with my youngest adult children right now, so that's a challenge in my life, but I'm handling it. And of course I'm going to share some amazing indie music with you. That's what I'm all about, independent music. So with that said, let me jump into a piece. I think I'm going to play I Remember When, And this is by Ashanti Munier. I need to ask Craig how to say her name. But anyway, I remember when.
Yeah, we're gonna take you back to when soul was real.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is my baby. This is one of the most favorite shows that I do. I know generally I roll out of bed, I hit that snooze button over and over and over. Yeah, sometimes I even come and get on the air without brushing my teeth. Mmm, smells good though, right? Well, I'm drinking some chai tea this morning, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, so I'm glad that you're here with me, and I'm glad to have those that come back and check out the archives, because this is one of the shows that is listened to the most in the archives. So I played Ashanti Muneer with her piece, I Remember When, going into one of her sister musicians, Mayanna, with Honestly I Do, closing out the set with Chris Jasper from the Isley Brothers with his brand new piece called The One. I am so excited that I had the opportunity to get acquainted with Chris Jasper on Facebook. I heard him featured on Neil Soldier's show, and I'm like, wow, that is so cool. Just a wonderful, humble man. And soon you'll be able to hear him on Faces of Success Radio. And I am definitely looking forward to that feature. I'll have to find the date again and post that out for you, because I know that's going to be wonderful. You know, when you have the opportunity to sit and listen to the stories from those who have been in the industry a while, and to hear, you know, the ups and downs of, you know, what they've had to experience to what their desires are now. I think that's just one of my favorite experience, right? But it's just those moments that I cherish, you know, because sometimes when you understand a person's story, you understand where the creativity comes from. And that's the beautiful thing about being who I am. I was having a conversation last night with my mentor. She came into my life through Flava Coffee House, and she was telling me a story about being in Africa, because she owns a business in Africa too, that where she heard a woman singing in a church, and how this voice just spoke to her. This voice was a voice that stood out, that grabbed her soul, that she said that even though it took place in like 2005, I want to say, she said, I know I would know that voice if I was to hear it today. And I said, you know what? I get to experience that every day. That there is music that is created by artists that come my way and we cross paths, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's real music. I get why people create things that are commercial, I guess, that they think fits into what is trending right now. But when you hear that music that is just like gut-wrenching, grabs at your soul, makes your body sway without you even knowing it, that's real music. And sometimes I think that's why people gravitate to what we call the classics. That was music that was uncompromised. That was music that just like, yeah, I can see that sexy man, or ooh, yeah, I know that story. I felt that too. Okay, let's get on the dance floor right now. You know, and there's a gentleman that I did not know could sing. Now, maybe I should say he can sing, right? And his brothers. You know, when you meet somebody and they don't tell you their story and they're kind of left you hanging with this thought of, okay, he's business. That's cool, right? Had no idea when I was talking to this man that he could actually sing. I need to introduce to you an amazing, amazing group. They go by the name of Legit, and I'm going to play Sweet Potato.
Time to claim it, baby.
See you. yachting all around the world, baby, yeah. Never had none quite like this. See, Daddy told me about that one day, yeah, yeah.
One day
to come. The day that every man got to get with. Yeah, yeah. Well, I found more than just good. And it feels like mom's sweet potato pie.
Baby,
gathered here today to discuss this thing, get through this thing called life. You heard me? Check it out. I said it before, let me say it again. Manifest every word that I wrote with my pen. When a divine from within illuminate, we all win. The kingdom of God live in the heart of women and men. What can I say to a generation being misguided? When I speak from my heart, they tell me hush and be quiet. Too many beautiful souls just suffer in silence, while the devils of society be hustling violent. But I looked at the horizon, it's all bright as day. I see a better way, the real is here to stay. Cause ain't no cover up or whitewash permanent. I dug into my history and then I started learning it. My studies revealed there ain't nothing that can conquer me. The melanated elevator, fulfiller of prophecy. Deliver philosophy for the giver of sovereignty. Lyrical odyssey that the whole world just gotta see. My mother and my father had love in that picture, and that love manifested through me and my sister. Many times it's so hard to find a positive meaning when you're searching for the strength to go to war with these demons. And the grind and the hustle take the mind and the muscle. Read the signs when you struggle, just don't cry in that puddle. Don't get tired in trouble, the sky is above you. You got everything you need to survive in the jungle. I keep my eye on the prize, I'm reviving my hunger. Gotta manifest my dream, for I'm buried under the tundra. Rest assured, the lesson learned from the streets to the burn. Cure every illness in the world, live your business blurred. Just sing a song called love, y'all. If you deal with this thing called love, y'all, gotta sing a song called love, y'all. That's right. That's right. I like this.
What can I say? That's why I love doing music. That's why I love doing radio. I don't even know what I'm saying, right? You know, sometimes when you get around creative souls like that, you know, you feel like you can create. And that's one of the beautiful things that took place at Flavor Coffee House is people walked in the door to experience the open mics and walked away feeling like, you know what, I could do that. And then at some point, they come back and they do it, and they get on the stage, and they are so loved and well-received that, you know, it just made you feel like, yeah, it was magic at Flavor Coffee House. Before I get into what I want to talk about as I close out today's show, I played Legit with their piece, Sweet Potato. And if you don't know Legit, please find them on Facebook. It's L-E-J-I-T, Legit. John Anthony is a part of Legit with his brothers. And I had no idea when I spoke to this man that he actually was a singer, because he's very business. And I respect that about him. But now we get to know. You know, and they've been touring, like the month of August, they were on tour from like Louisiana to Texas or something. Like one day, I don't know whether it will be me getting down there to see them perform or being able to have the opportunity to have them come to Seattle to perform. I want to see Legit. And then going into Miss Nick West, produced by Paris Toon with her brand new piece called You. And this gentleman that I closed out today said just really excites me. You know, he's a messenger. There is something that is just very, I think, spiritual about him. I was turned on to him by Raj Dulari, and his name is Asante Amin with his piece Love. So I hope you're digging the music that I played today, because I'm digging it, if nothing else, right? And I'm feeling good today. And I want to thank everybody for their love and support. This has just not been an easy month for me. And, you know, family challenges really, really took a toll on my soul. It really did. It took a toll on my soul. But I'm much better. And I'm so grateful that I have amazing people right in my core, you know, family and friends and colleagues that just kind of help keep me grounded. They listen to me. They let me cry with them. And I feel good today. I do. I feel really, really good. There's nothing like going into prayer and meditation and asking to release and let go of situations, of people, of feelings, asking for forgiveness of self, asking for forgiveness of others, and asking that others forgive you. One thing I really realize is that sometimes we don't realize why somebody is angry, but I think it is not for us to understand. And so if somebody feels that you did them wrong, that's what they feel, right? It doesn't always come down to being able to justify that you didn't or that your intentions were good in what you did. If they feel that they were wrong, it's really a good thing. And it's okay to say, you know what, please forgive me if you feel that I wronged you. And that's one of the things I worked on this weekend, is doing some self-reflection, doing some self-understanding, just really, really focused on myself and why I feel the way that I do, why I do what I do, what do I need to get out of what I do, forgiving myself, forgiving others, asking, even though I didn't physically ask people to forgive me, put it out to the universe to ask that they find it in their heart to forgive. And so we can move on. I, again, had a conversation with my mentor last night, as I said, and she came into my life through Flava Coffee House. And we were talking about the Flava Coffee House reunion. This has been talked about for a year now, and nothing has been done. And yes, I blame myself. I do. I blame myself. So last night I put it out on Facebook, which should transfer over onto Twitter, that we're going to do it. We're going to do something before the year is out. And so I put it out to, do you know how hard it is when you can see somebody's face and whatever reason the name is just not coming to you? And I'm trying to find them on Facebook and this and that. So I tagged as many people as I could think of in my sleepiness, laying in bed from my phone last night on a post that we're going to do this. If you are part of my Flava Coffee House family, please contact me at ladyflava@flavanews.com and get me your contact information. I think we may just do it something simple like at Lucid's on the Ave in the University District. If I could find something a little bit more centrally located that would work out well, I will let you know. But please, I would love to see the faces of the people that used to come to Flava Coffee House and used to come to the open mics at Flava Coffee House. And if you've ever been, if you came out for the literary conference, you're welcome. Anybody who just experience the coffee shop out there in Lake City, I want to see your face. I want to give you a big, big hug, and I want to thank you so much for all that you brought into my world and your support of who I am and what I did back then to, you know, let you know what I'm doing now. And I just want to embrace you. I want to know what's going on with you. Let's do this. Flava Coffee House 2014 reunion. Get at me at ladyflava@flavanews.com. Take care. God bless. Go out and share a smile with somebody that you don't know. You just don't know how that simple act of kindness can turn a day around, even for yourself. Look in the mirror before you start to say, and know that that person looking back at you thinks you are absolutely amazing. I am grateful that you came into my life, and I cannot wait to see you next week, or to feel your essence next week with me here at the coffee shop with Morning Coffee with Flava. Take care. God bless. Have a great, 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 great day.